This.
Well, good morning, little brother.
Is Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, back on Early Break. You can call or text 402-464-5685. Appreciate all the phone calls and texts the first segment. It is Iowa Hate Day. Nebraska's lost to Iowa 7 straight times. And I tell you what, I take partial blame because I created a song back in 2015 ahead of that game against Iowa that was called Iowa Sucks. That song will not be played today because I'm concerned it's bad luck for Nebraska. When Nebraska beats Iowa again, you will hear the Iowa Sucks song on these airwaves. But until that happens, I will view myself and that song as bad luck, and it will not be played. Speaking of Iowa, though, as Nebraska plays them today at 3 o'clock on the road in Iowa City, Kinnick Stadium, we have a man in the studio. You may have heard him on the Fitness Fanatics show on Sunday mornings, 9 to 11 a.m. He's from Farrell's Extreme Body Shaping. He is Jeff Essink. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. This is one of your favorite days of the year.
I don't know about my favorite.
Well, come on,
favorite day of the
year. You talk about every time you come in studio or you text in something about anti-Iowa.
There's two reasons I watch college football on Saturday. Okay. One, to watch Nebraska win. Two, okay, to watch Iowa lose.
Okay, so do you claim to be the biggest Iowa hater out there?
You know,
if you're not number one, you're up there.
I'm up there, yes, and just because like I lived in Iowa for 38 years, okay? Well, and until we joined the Big Ten, it wasn't a big deal, right? Because Nebraska never played Iowa. But once we joined the Big Ten, if somebody were to pay me $10 for every time I heard an Iowa fan tell me, "Welcome to the Big Ten," I'd have as much money as Matt Rhule does right now, right? So welcome to the Big Ten, and it just made me sick. Okay, so yeah, seven game losing streak, and what really drives me nuts is like, yes, I would consider if Nebraska were good, this would be a great rivalry. Unfortunately, we haven't held our part of the bargain because Iowa can say, yes, we've beaten Nebraska 7 straight years, which is great. They basically have done what they're supposed to do, right? Because they've been. I mean, last year we were favored. I don't know why we were favored, but for the most part, they've been favored every single game
with
for
a backup
seven
quarterback.
With a backup quarterback. So all 7 of these losses, 6 of those teams, we had a losing record at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, great job. You beat a team with a losing record. I mean, what do you want? A pat on the back? It just so happens to be Nebraska, right? So that's kind of what irritates me about it. And it irritates me. In the last 4 years, there's been divine interventions.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
what pisses people off, Jeff.
Right. And it's you look at – and I just don't know, like, you look at Iowa's game against Minnesota last week, right? And you guys were talking about it on Monday, how you're just like – you watch it and you're like, how does this happen? Like, they have the ball with 5 minutes left. Now, granted, they forced the fumble on Ibrahim, right? They knocked it out. Great play by their defense. So then they get the ball on second down. They pass it. It's tipped. It goes right into the Minnesota DB's hands, and he drops it. Now, is that a great play by Iowa? No. That's divine intervention from something else that blessed them for him to drop the interception. So then Minnesota gets the ball.
Right.
They throw it. It gets tipped. It's intercepted. They return it 50 yards. And then they win by a field goal.
They just are the luckiest team in college football. Now, they'd say, well, what about earlier this year when we kept losing games? No, I don't care about then. I care about right now. And they will say, well, we're Warriors in November. Like you just said, you're lucky in November. You make good plays, but you get lucky.
Well,
at what point does Iowa have the bad luck? When do they get the untimely interception against them?
They don't. And I'll tell you, even when they were losing those games, the good Lord above tried to bless them. Like against Illinois, all they had to do was take a knee and kick a field goal. And what does Illinois do? They run a play, and the quarterback fumbles.
Right.
And Iowa returns it for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Now, fortunately, his knee was down. Barely.
but it almost wasn't.
Yes.
The fact they had a chance.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, just stuff like that. Or last year when they're playing their little MAC school, you know, they always play a MAC school. I can't remember if it was Kent State or whoever it was.
Bowling Green, I think.
They just,
oh, never mind. You're right. Kent State.
They drop the ball. Like, nobody touches the running back. He just drops it on the ground, and they fall on it. Or here's another great play. When they played Wisconsin a couple years ago in Madison, the quarterback, they're at the goal line. He trips over his own player, and he fumbles, and they recover the ball. Just a miraculous. Now, if I have any of my friends that are Iowa fans are listening, they're going to be, oh, you're just sour grapes. It's so frustrating to watch Nebraska do everything in our power to lose.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
And then I turn on Iowa.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's divine intervention. I don't know if we can beat divine. We're going up against divine intervention. And also last week, what they need Illinois to Michigan to lose to Illinois, or they need Michigan to beat Illinois, right?
Right.
It's part of the equation.
Illinois almost wins that
Illinois
game.
Leads the whole game.
Yep.
Illinois wins on a last second field goal. Last year, what did they need to happen? Minnesota to beat Wisconsin. What happens? Minnesota beats Wisconsin. Then, you know, I'm at the game last year. Mm-hmm. I'm taking selfies, scoreboard. I mean, it's
up 21-6 in that game.
The greatest. I mean, it's just and then you look at the fourth quarter and everything that had to go wrong went wrong. We had the punt block. Then on the next series, if you don't remember, we just dropped the ball. Like, here, here you go.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the ball. They recover it. Then we get a safety, right? It's just, I mean, it's
like
just,
they put a spell on you. It's like finally, the spell clicked. They got that block punt, and everything else was just like, now you're in their trance. Just suck. Let us win. And here we go.
Yeah. And Iowa's almost reaching Texas level for me. Like,
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, every game we lost to Texas, just like, we just did something that we fumbled. It was just, you know, Texas cost us two national championships. And the longest home winning streak in the history of college football.
I got to pause you there. I got to stop you.
Well,
it's not the same, Jeff, because Nebraska against Texas was competing at a very high level.
Well, that's what I mean. They cost us two national championships.
I was costing us nothing except for bowl appearances. Wow, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, bowl appearances.
I say that facetiously. Obviously, I want to make a bowl game. But in terms of what you're competing for with Texas and what you are with Iowa – this team is nowhere near as good as this team.
Well, for me, I don't really know any Texas fans. Okay, so one of my best friends, he was the best man at my wedding. Every day this week at 5:30 a.m., he's texted me the Big Ten West standings with Iowa at the top. Yep. So it's more personal for me.
Again,
like,
well, you're a former Iowa resident. 38 years in Iowa.
And then they said, well, you know, and I moved in 2018.
Right.
So. You know, my friends say Iowa just beat you out of the state. Basically, they beat us so bad that I had to move out of the state, which is partially true.
Well, I would think that maybe you'd be good luck, but you haven't been so far.
I know
they've not won a game since you've been in the state.
I know, and they've only won like 15 games since I moved here.
Yeah,
I mean, I thought this was going to be great. It's going to be awesome, but it just hasn't been.
It's been a lot of pain.
I'd like to know what it's like to be a business owner in Lincoln when we win.
Well,
just like you guys, right?
Yeah, I would. You know, it's been a great year for us without winning. I can't wait for Nebraska to have that season where they win
right,
9, 10, 11 games, and they're ranked most of the season. They're winning meaningful games that aren't just to get to a bowl game, but they clinch a bowl game by, you know, mid October. How about that for a notion? Can you imagine us being like mid October, saying we're already going to a bowl game?
It would be nice.
Not having to worry about November and what games you have to win to get to six, but instead, what games can we win to maybe win the division?
It'd be nice. And it's starting to...
It's not impossible.
It's starting to wear on me. Like, I'm kind of...
Starting to.
Well...
Just now?
I've been Mr. Kool-Aid drinker, right?
Yeah.
And this season, I've kind of just... I've been a little depressed on Saturdays. Like, last Saturday,
I don't know how
we lost, and I had to go buy a Christmas tree a week early because I needed some joy in my
life.
You know, so I go buy a Christmas tree, we get the lights on, and then Iowa wins. And it's just like, I mean, come on. It's just, it sucks.
It does.
It sucks.
I know. And you know, I'm a realist, as you know, we listen to it. I don't just paint this optimistic butterflies picture here. I try to paint it as it is, and I'm trying to be optimistic about where this is headed. And I do believe if it's Matt Rhule as the head coach, despite my concerns about the money situation, mm-hmm. I'm optimistic about what he can do. But like I said in the first segment, the fear is with Matt Rhule, a couple things. It's number one, do you have the crap first year he always has with Temple and Baylor? 1-11. I mean, this fan base would just puke if that was the case again, even if they knew that the next year could be a really big leap. You're guaranteed nothing.
Right.
You're not guaranteed the leap.
And
by
you're
the way.
Guaranteed nothing with any coach. I mean, our last hire should tell us that, like, you could think it's a slam dunk, but until it actually happens. It's tough. It's tough to get excited about anybody, really, after what happened to us with Frost.
Yes.
Now, the thing about Matt Rhule, I wanted to address this with you, because you're all concerned about his money, right?
Yeah, I am.
Now,
the buyout.
Any coach that's making even $2-3 million, that's life-changing money, right? That's generational money for people. So $5 million, $10 million, $40 million, what's the difference, right? You look at the
five
guy.
Versus 40 is a lot.
Well,
Jeff.
I know, but still, like, somebody can write me a check for $5 million, and I would be comfortable for the rest of my life, and my kids would be comfortable also, right? So the with these guys that are the top coaches, they're driven. They're ego-driven. Like, it's like, why would Urban Meyer want to come back and coach? Because it's his ego, right? He has all the money in the world, but he doesn't want what happened in Jacksonville to be the last memory that people have of him. So he wants a little redemption. He doesn't need the money. Nick Saban doesn't need the money. He has all the money in the world, but it's that drive which makes him the best. Even like the big professional athletes, LeBron James doesn't need money. He has money for the next 1,000 years for his whole family, but he's driven to be the best. Now, does Matt Rhule have that drive? I don't know.
Do you compare Matt Rhule to LeBron James?
No, but I'm just saying money-wise, right? So don't be worried about it.
All right, well, I appreciate that side of the coin there. Thank you.
You're welcome.
When we come back, we'll have Song of the Day, and we'll have some more discussion with the Iowa hater himself. Listen, that's also me. I'm an Iowa hater.
You've kind of been coming around.
That's what Sip said. Sip is putting words in my mouth that I like Iowa. I don't.
You do have to respect what they've done.
I do. And that's why he thinks I like them. So I say I respect them. He said, nope, Jake loves Iowa. No. Jeff's the ultimate Iowa hater. One more segment with Jeff and Song of the Day. Next on Early Break in the Ticket.